This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Connie Gigax. How you doing, Connie?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. You?
I'm doing pretty good today. It's a beautiful day out. No more snow.
Good.
So what year and what city were you born in?
Indianapolis, in 1941.
1941. So you've seen a lot over your years.
You betcha.
So what was the road to St. Joan of Arc? How did that happen?
Well, after college, I moved to Chicago, and I had gone to Northwestern for my physical therapy degree, and then stayed in the Chicago area for about almost 40 years, then moved back to Indianapolis in 1993. And parish shopped for about a year, went to a number of different Northside parishes, and kept getting drawn back to Joan of Arc. So we ended up there about a year or two later. I can't remember exactly the time frame when we joined.
Okay.
Probably around 95, I would guess.
And what was your husband's name?
I'm not married.
Oh, you said we joined, so I was just determining.
Oh, my sister and I.
Your sister and I, okay. And what's your sister's name?
Sandy.
Sandy? Okay. So what type of things did you get involved with? What committees or groups, or did you help out in any way over the years?
Well, you named the three biggies. French Market. I was French Market chair for, I don't know, about 6 years, I think. And parish council for about the same amount of time, maybe longer. Involved in the French Market right from the beginning. New parishioners are always encouraged to get involved there because you meet a lot of people and kind of get drawn in right away.
Right.
And then while I was on the parish council, I also started the stewardship committee and kind of went from there. Well, I was going to say, now that having been retired for a while, and now that my sister is also retired, we're spending more time in Florida, which is where I am right now.
Well, that's fun.
And yes, it is. So the last couple of years, we've spent about half our time down here and half our time in Indiana. So getting involved in a lot of volunteer activities, unless I can do it over the phone or long distance, is not terribly easy.
Sure. So if you're going to be specific about some moments that are just some of your favorite moments you've experienced with the parishioners or working with people or French Market, what's a couple that really kind of stand out for you?
Well, I think getting involved with French Market right away was really helpful because I think the first couple of years I was doing volunteers for the French Market, and then after that moved into the chair role and with a couple of other co-chairs, and that was probably the longest stint. That was probably about 9 years altogether.
Okay, and then go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, is there anybody that you were able to kind of work with over the years that you'd like to give a little shout-out or appreciation to?
Definitely Melinda Ravelli. She and I worked together. Actually, I was in Florida, and she called me or emailed me and asked me to go to a stewardship retreat, not a retreat, but a two-day workshop at Marion University, which I don't think was Marion University at the time or had just become. And then we both were involved after that in a couple more workshops on stewardship and kind of went on from there. So we worked very closely together for quite a long time. Still see each other occasionally, but they're not working together so much.
All right. So before I close out, is there anything else you'd like to say just in general about your experience in the church?
Well, I was thinking you might ask what drew us to Joan of Arc, so I can tell you that. Having moved down from Chicago, we were very drawn to the diversity of Joan of Arc, which we did not find at the further north we went. racial and everything, economic, et cetera. And so Father Pat Doyle was the pastor when we joined. And so between him and the whole diversity issue, that was Joan of Arc became our parish at that point.
Okay. Well, we look forward to having you back, obviously, when it gets a little warmer and things open up a little bit more from COVID. But
yes,
I thank you very much for your time. If you could just stay on the line.
Sure.
I'm going to close this up, but just stay on the line.